The other evening, I was one of the people in attendance at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, not to take in the Picasso exhibit, but to view the co-production between Sycamore Rouge and Richmond Shakespeare of Art by Yasmina Reza. I viewed the play through a kaleidoscope of memories and emotions as I returned to the place that was my home for 2 years. For those of you who are unaware, and there really is no reason for you to know, I took a couple of years off from my critic duties in order to serve Theatre Virginia as their public relations manager and resident dramaturg. Those last 2 years were an amazing time in my life for a number of reasons, and just walking into that space and seeing so many old friends was overwhelming. But no one is interested in walking down memory lane, so let's forget the deja vu and examine the work at hand. Art is the story of three best friends who hate each other as only best friends can do. One friend, Yvonne, is getting married and has recently taken his first tenuous steps to adulthood by accepting a job selling stationery supplies. Yvonne is the lovable goof of the friends, a good-time Charlie who most likely will never grow up. Yvonne is played by David White, who shows the character's juvenile tendencies by whining and even by crawling around on the floor while throwing a fit. Mark, played wonderfully by D.L. Hopkins, drips condensation and sarcasm. Mark is the pure intellectual of the bunch, the super ego to Yvonne's id, and as we shall see in a moment, Serge's ego. Hopkins is highly polished and a consummate performer. J. Sarge Fleming as Serge starts the play in motion by purchasing a contemporary abstract painting, a field of white on a white canvas with subtle lines. Serge is delighted with his acquisition, but Mark cannot understand what he sees in the painting. This triggers a war of words between the friends and threatens to end their relationship unless they can find a way to bridge their differences. On the technical side, Lindy Bumgardner's costumes work very well, as do Brittany Dilberto's lights. However, having said that, there were a few times when actors delivered lines in the darkness, but I wasn't sure if they missed their marks or if there was a light malfunction. I really enjoyed Keith Sain's set, comfortable chairs with a functional bar with narrowing walls that offer the painting a predetermined focal point. It was a nice framing device, offering each of the men a different style chair to reflect their personality. Director K.B. Sain has crafted a witty production that would be deserving of a viewing simply because it was the first play to be presented in the Leslie Cheek Theater at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts in something like 8 years. But even if you strip away the nostalgia factor, you have a well-done play that will make you laugh and think, sometimes at the same time. If you missed Art at the museum, it has moved to Sycamore Rouge in Petersburg. Wherever you happen to see it, I believe you will enjoy it very much. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.